Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Go. I think I stopped it. I'm about as qualified right now to be hosting this show as Dennis Allen is to be running the defense. And frankly, it's not like Rob Ryan needed to be fired. He needed to be fired. The defense is still bullshit. The defense is still absolute crap. Saints were embarrassed today, 24-6. I'm Kevin Held. This is the excuse me. I'm coming down with something because of the damn Midwest weather. Ralph is on hold. He's calling in from a hospital. Ralph, are you here?
I am here, Kevin. I am here. Brian Hoyer went 7 for 7 on the opening drive. And
yeah,
what did we say Monday? What did we say Monday? If the Saints can't at least make Brian Hoyer a level below Tom Brady, then there's no hope. And there's no hope. I mean, they stunk today. And I'm going to tell you this. People will say, well, they only gave up 24. I felt like the Texans got up 24-6 and were like, you know what, Brian Hoyer? You've done enough today. We're just going to hand off, and we're going to make sure you don't fuck this up. And I feel like if the Texans would have tried more, they would have got to 30, 38. But they were like, 24-6, it's good, you know? And
right, the Texans were in mercy mode, it seemed like. They were interested in running down the clock.
Well, I mean, when you have Brian Hoyer. Well, Kevin, when you have
Brian
Hoyer as your quarterback, I mean, he threw that interception to Jarris Byrd. Woohoo! Jarris Byrd interception. He's liable to fuck it up at any minute. So you don't, like, when you're up 24-6 and Brian Hoyer's your quarterback, you don't tempt fate. You just get that ship to port. You hit the cruise control button and you coast on in. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I said this, and I say a lot of things on the podcast and in the column, and 90% of them wrong, but after Philadelphia, when the Saints got drilled, I said the Saints will not win a game in 2015 when they fall behind by 10 or more points because their offensive line blows and they can't even block mediocre defensive lines. As soon as the Texans got up 14-0, you knew J.J. Watt was going to just run roughshod over them like he was a barbarian at the gate. I mean, like, Kevin, was there anything today when you were watching it you were like, I'm surprised at this? Like, I wasn't surprised in the slightest. I mean, maybe the offense was a notch below the crappiest you thought they could play, but it wasn't, like, a huge surprise. It was just, like, by degrees. I mean, I don't see anything today that surprised me at all.
No. I'll tell you what surprised me. What surprised me was that the Houston Texans only put up 24 points. I'm surprised Drew Brees honestly only threw one interception. I'm surprised he only got sacked twice.
Yeah.
That man was running for his life. He was running for his life. I got to be honest. When Jarris Byrd caught that interception, there was a small part of me, and you know what? I'm going to get people that are going to tweet at me, "Oh, you're not a good fan for saying this." And frankly, y'all can kiss my ass for saying this. But here's the thing. When Jarris Byrd caught that interception, I thought to myself, God damn it, that means that I got to stick around longer to see how this thing plays out. Because I was already contemplating leaving in the third quarter. I was contemplating going home. But Jarris Byrd, you know, gets the interception, and then they get a field goal out of it.
Yeah, and it's 14-6. And I mean, the thing is like this team, they're just not the thing that should just scare people the most. Kevin, if you want to be long picture and all that, is the Saints got their fucking head kicked in by two teams the last 2 weeks that are combined 11-11. So the Saints, we thought when they got to 4-4, Kevin, we thought they were in that giant glob of like 25 NFL teams that are like 4-4 and mediocre. You know, the Saints are not in that class, Kevin. They're a rung or two low. You know, they're in that 2-3-4-win category. And guess what? I don't care that they were 4-4. 4-12 is back on the board for a finish. Because, Kevin, who are they going to beat? Who are they going to beat? I mean, I think they'll win a game just because, but I wouldn't put any, I wouldn't put any money on it.
I mean, obviously the hope is that they'll beat the Falcons just to, like, further ruin their fucking day. Doesn't matter because guess what? The world is finally coming around on Matt Ryan, it seems. Ryan is not that good.
Well, Kevin,
finally wising up to that.
Kevin, what would you rather? Would you rather what the Saints have done this year? Or would – because, you know, the Saints in Atlanta are going to finish up about the same win total. I think they'll – Atlanta might get to 7. They might win one more. And the Saints might get to 5 or 6. So would you rather have what Atlanta had where you start out 5-0 and then crash, burn, and salt the earth? Or would you rather what the Saints had, just a flicker of hope for like 10 seconds and then it all burns to the ground?
Tough call. I guess maybe what we have now, because if you start out 5-0 and then you just fall apart from there, that's a case where you're waiting for the controls on the plane to take effect again, and they're not, and you're crashing into that fucking mountain, and you can't fucking help it. But you've got the eject, and yet you're not ejecting because you think, no, the controls will come around. The controls will come around, and they're not.
It'll come around. Kevin, if I said to you, and this is why I always do on the podcast, if I said to you, here's $1,000, go to Vegas, over, under, for the Saints' final record of 2015, 5-11. Do you bet the over, or no, the over, under for the Saints' victory total is 4.5. Do you bet the over or do you bet the under?
Ooh,
will they win another game?
I like that. God, they're at Tampa. They're hosting.
That's a loss.
Fuck. Yeah, they host the Panthers. That's a loss. They're at Tampa. That's probably a loss. Drew Brees is wearing a goddamn lavender pink jacket. I don't know. I think he raided Cam Newton's wardrobe. They're hosting the Lions in prime time. They host the Jaguars, and then they're at the Falcons. There's a win. There's a win. I'm telling. There's a win out of those final three. A win. So yeah, I'd say they're getting a 5. They're going to get the 5.
They're not getting a 6.
No.
They're not getting it. I mean, you have to talk about what you want to do. To me, I'm not necessarily openly rooting for them to lose because I don't have to root for what I know is going to happen every Sunday. But I guess now, Kevin, I mean, the discussion is, and we'll get into an off-season later as I'm sleep-deprived, but, I mean, do you think they're going to pull the plug on this with Drew Brees and Sean Payton? I mean, a month ago, we were like, there's no way they're pulling the plug. They're 4-4. Drew Brees is looking great. But now, what do you do? What do you do?
You mean pull the plug on Payton and Brees?
Yeah, like, what if you're the Saints and you finish 4-12, what the hell do you do?
okay, first of all, you sound like you're about to start crying. and I can't tell if that's actually you getting ready to cry or you only being on like 2 hours of sleep and not knowing what
like,
emotion
I get.
I will admit
during the Les Miles press conference yesterday, and when he sang the alma mater and they carried him off, I got a little teary-eyed, you know. But I was only on like 45 minutes of sleep then, so it could be. I mean, I guess Kevin, I'm just, not that I'm going to cry. It's very, very sad in that I felt like there was hope that they, when they were 4-4, not that they would make the playoffs, and not that they were going to go 10-6 or 8-8, but I felt like there was genuine hope that they were going to get to the finish line for 2016, and we were going to be like, okay, we got Kikaha on defense, we got Bro, we got some pieces, we got some offensive line pieces, we had Willie Sneed, Drew Brees is playing great, and they finished 6-10 or 7-9, and you know, we could see some hope. Kevin, if they didn't have Drew Brees, they might be winless or have one win. I mean, this roster is just it's an abomination.
Yeah, this roster is seemingly bereft of offensive talent, and it's an absolute shame.
No, I mean,
and defensive talent. I mean, we know what am I saying?
It's
bereft.
Kevin, if they get a genie wish and they said, okay, general manager, you get to switch rosters with the Saints. Would any GM in the National Football League do it? If you had the chance to switch rosters?
No, because even the shit, like, I mean, oh God, maybe the Cleveland Browns. Because then they could say, oh, we got a quarterback who we know, one,
yeah.
Not one, doesn't suck, and two, isn't going to blow a .14 coming into the training camp, coming into practice, you know?
Well, I mean, to be fair, have you ever tried to live in Cleveland sober, Kevin? I mean, come on.
No. That's why I'm in Cleveland.
No,
well,
but
then,
I mean,
then again, I'm living in St. Louis. I'm walking home, or I'm not walking home, walking out of the bar, and I've got my jacket on, and it's gray and miserable outside, and it's like I'm in the goddamn streets of Philadelphia music video. That's how bad the Midwest weather is.
Man,
it's dour. It's dour. And no snow. No snow. I like snow. Either give me the snowfall to make up for the dour, or just give me overcast. Or just give me like an overcast and really cold. No, this is just dour. It's wet. It's cold. It's chilly, but because it's wet, it makes it even worse. Like this, it's shit soup here in the Midwest. Give me snow.
Kevin, it was shit soup today in Houston. My 2-day old son put up a bigger fight when I changed his diaper than the Saints. Like they didn't seem to have any give a shit. They didn't seem to have any give a shit at all. You know?
Well, your son,
I mean,
didn't give a shit.
Well, he did. It was black and it was like tar. You could pave a road with it. So, I mean, if you look at this, you know, people keep saying the 2015 draft was good, Kevin, but was it really that good? I mean, what do they have that you're like, oh my God, that guy's going to be phenomenal? Like, what do they have in this draft? They have Anthony. He plays every week. That's something, you know? Kikaha, he plays every week. He's kind of banged up with the ankle, but does he look special? Davison, he starts. Never hear his name called. Okay.
No.
You know, Pete got to start at guard today because the left guard for the Saints are a turnstile. So desperate times call for desperate measures. You know, P.J. Williams is hurt. Grayson is the third quarterback. Marcus Murphy returned that punt about 5 years ago for a touchdown. I mean, like, we thought this draft, and we banged the drum on it. Oh, it's so good, it's so good. But is it, Kevin? I mean, like, in 2 years, if I said you have to either pick a Saints player from the 2015 draft that's going to be great, or I'll just give you $500, what would you do?
I'd take the 500. You're asking me to say great?
I'm saying great.
I'll say five. No. You said great, so that's fine. I'm going to say I'll take the $500. I'm not seeing a hint of greatness. And two, I could really use the $500 right now.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just bad all around. By the way, if you want to call in or get in the chat room. Help us out, but
hang on. Let me get that number. See, this is where I'm a bad host. 646-595-4450. That is 646-595-4450. Actually, I want to get. Hang on. Where is the chat? There's the chat. Okay, launch chat here. Open moderator chat in a window. See, I don't even know if people have been chatting.
Nah, sometimes, let's be real. It's the Saints death spiral. People still listen to the podcast on Monday because it downloads in their iTunes. The post-game show after the Saints get their head kicked in repeatedly, people are like, I've had enough. You know, they make their Twitter jokes and they just go about their day. And that's fine.
Right.
But, I mean, I got to say, man.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
I mean, I have to think that if they don't win a game and they finish the second half 0-8 and finish up 4-12, they're going to do drastic things. Because it's one thing, and it's one thing if you're LSU and you're like, hey, we're firing Les Miles, we're absolutely sure about it, and then you change your mind in the middle of the third quarter and everybody has a laugh. That's one thing. But Les Miles, you know, he's won 77% of his games, and LSU, they hit a bump. It's a big bump, but it's not a death spiral. I mean, they're going 8-3. They probably win the bowl game. They're going 9-3. It's a little less than what you'd like, but it's not terrible. I mean, if you go from 4-4 to 4-12, Kevin, I mean, that's telling you something is fucking wrong. And you have to make changes just because you can't let an 8-game losing streak stand in the 2016. So, I mean, I'm thinking if they go 4-12, there might be some drastic things happen on Allen Drive. I just how do you let them keep going in 2016 with the same people running it?
Are you implying that they might fire Sean Payton?
They might fire Payton. They might fire Lewis. I'm just saying things change. Things can change. And
I would fire Lewis before I fired Payton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. It's not like Sean Payton is the GM of the team. And by no means do I want Sean Payton to be the GM of the team. But, you know, look, the Loomis match, I love it. And we've all loved it. But, you know, Loomis is in there, you know, on draft day doing things. I mean, if I'm gonna get rid of somebody first, get rid of the GM first.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying, Kevin. I mean, it's one thing if they would have had a little bumpy ride and gone 6-10 in the second half or 7-9, you know, 3-5. But I mean, the difference between even if they finish up, you know, and they're 4-7 now, if they finish up 6-10, that means they'd go 2-3 the rest of the way, which I don't see. I'm just saying 0-8 in the second half makes things that you thought unthinkable and you made fun of people on Twitter for saying happen when you go 0-8 to end a year,
yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I was really, like, depressed today or surprised. I feel like they are in a black hole, and I don't see anything to, like, grab onto that's like, oh, that's going to make it okay. Like, there's nothing, Kevin. I mean, there's literally nothing you could say except Brandon Browner didn't get a penalty today.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that. He made a couple of nice
plays. Yeah, he got a penalty on the Jarrett Sloan interception.
Oh, see, I was too busy celebrating. I didn't notice.
I'm sure you were in a fever dream at that point.
I was
just kind of like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Now I got to hang around, and now I definitely got to hang around and see what happens. And then I see the play, and I'm like, oh, please, yeah, tell me that's Browner. Tell me that's Browner. And that's Browner.
Holding.
And then later in the game, Browner makes a basic play and starts doing a goddamn dance. Woo, look at me. I made a play. And you're trailing. You're trailing miserably. Your squad on defense sucks, and you're going to dance. You personally suck as a football player, and you're going to do a dance. You personally lead the league in penalties, and you're going to do a dance. Your offense can't do shit, and you're going to dance. Get the hell out of here. That's Aaron Brooks.
No penalty shuffle.
That's Aaron Brooks right there.
That is Aaron Brooks.
That's terrible. That's wicked. Aaron Brooks. Woo! Finger guns, baby. Woo! Oh, you defended a pass. You defended a pass. Ralph, that's like you demanding a fucking party every day you don't drop your son.
My wife would be up for that.
You got one functioning arm, and you're not going to sit around demanding a fucking pat on the back. Because you did what a basic fuck you did your a basic fucking thing. Brandon Browner wants to dance.
Win a game.
Then dance.
How about go
win, then dance.
Go a week without a penalty. I mean, I don't know. I know people listening and probably feel like I sound hopeless, and but it kind of is. I mean. The Saints, their roster is garbage. Their salary cap situation is terrible. And their quarterback's old. He's still good, but he's old. So, like, what's the path forward on this, Kevin? And you don't have to have a complete answer. Yeah, we'll get on that tomorrow on the full podcast if I'm still awake. But what's the path? What would you do? What's the pathway forward from this?
There is no resurrection this season.
No.
Just take the gulp. Hold it. Deep breaths. You know, hold them in, let them out, and just realize it's not happening this season, and that's okay. That's okay. But you want to see something. You want to see something resembling competitiveness. You want to see some fire. You want to see some fire out of some people that are paid money to play. Okay.
Well, you want to see
Brandon Browner play the damn game and not fire off at a reporter or somebody for challenging him for being a terrible football player.
Kevin.
That's what I want to see.
Kevin, how?
I'm not even a reporter.
I dare you to fire off
at somebody. Pop off, sir.
Kevin, is Browner going to punch a reporter before the end of the year?
He'd miss. He'd find a way to miss and fall on his ass.
But what? Kevin, the thing that's so depressing about the Saints is we're going to end the year feeling way worse than we felt going in. And I'm not talking about just casual fans, you know, or the fans that are like, if you don't go to the Super Bowl, it's a bust, playoffs are bust or whatever. Like, the majority of us on the podcast, and I think the majority of knowledgeable Saints fans are like, look, this year is kind of a transition year. We just want them, at the end of the year, we just want to feel good about the draft and where they're going on defense, and maybe they can make some moves and do some stuff. But, like, that defense that showed up against Arizona, I know they gave up 31 against Arizona, but that game, it was what? It was 24-20 with 2 minutes to go, and Drew Brees had the ball. I mean, they have fallen so far from where they started in September on defense, Kevin. Like, it's. I mean, it'd be funny if I was drunk, but I'm not, so it's kind of sad.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You are sober, but you're super tired. And
yeah,
I find that being super tired to the point of delirium is actually more enjoyable at is usually more enjoyable than being hammered.
It is more enjoyable, except like at like 3 a.m. on Monday when I have to change my son's diaper and you have to function. Like if you were just dog tired and you just hang out on your couch or do whatever, or even if you were like dog tired at work, you know, it's not that hard, but when you're having to deal with, like, a three-day-old, it just becomes very, very, very difficult. But, you know, it's actually just about what I expected. I can't say that it's any worse or better than I thought it would be. So, Kevin, final thoughts. MVP of the game, least valuable player, or just do you just want to rant and say miserable things about the Saints and then get us out of here?
Yeah, we got 2.5 minutes left, so... Yeah, my there is no MVP. Actually, you know what? Screw it. MVP is Kai Forbath. Man, the man went 2-for-2 field goals. He crushed his career long. He kicked 57 yards. So, who knows? Maybe we got a kicking situation done. Maybe we got the kicking situation finally figured out. They're just silver lining, people. Yeah. Yeah, harumph, harumph, harumph. In British Parliament.
The MVP.
Least valuable player, Brendan Browner.
I'm going to go MVP of the game is maternity leave for dudes at my work because I don't have to go back to work for 4 weeks. And
oh, you get
maternity
leave?
Yeah. So I don't have to go back.
Shit.
I don't have to go back for 4 weeks. And I don't have to listen to all my Houston coworkers laugh and point at me and tell me how bad the Saints are. I know that.
Yeah,
asshole.
Well, yeah.
The Saints
ask them
are
how Tony Romo's collarbone's doing.
Oh, man. Dude, Carolina is going to do such horrible things to the Saints. Like,
yeah.
We'll have to. I don't know, Kevin. Get us out of here. Sorry if we're depressed.
No, it's
sorry
bad.
If we're
it's bad.
It's
bad.
Bad.
There you go. There's expert analysis for you, folks. It's bad.
It's bad, and it's bad to the point where it can't be tolerated and swept under the rug and say everything's okay, even though Loomis and Peyton won the and Breeze won the Saints Super Bowl. Like it's to the point now where that Super Bowl might not help them and might not save them. That's how bad it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. All right. So for Ralph.
Later.
Yeah. So for Ralph, you know, Proud Pop and all that, this is Kevin. We're done. Don't dance, Browner.